And I wonder if I sensed the tumbling towards an inevitable end even then. Felt it like the slip of the angle of repose on a pile of sand. The point at which the heaped grains begin to tremble and slide, no longer able to hold their critical shape. Even if I did, I likely didn't care. Because Gatsby refracted light when she entered a room. It was often hard to see anything else. Buoyed on hope and romance, she floated, as though in orbit, into any party. Sometimes so brilliant that it felt as though protective glasses were required to view her. There is a very funny mark on this wall, low down near the mop board. A streak that runs round the room. It goes behind every piece of furniture except the bed. A long, straight, even smooch, as if it had been rubbed over and over. I wonder how it was done and who did it and what they did it for. Round and round and round. Round and round and round. It makes me dizzy. Good morning, sweetheart. I bit back the two-word expression my mother had washed my mouth out with soap for saying in the third grade. Instead, I stuffed my head under the pillow. Whether or not it's a good morning is a matter of opinion. Any morning I wake up with you is a good morning. He smacked my leg. Now, get up. Your breakfast is getting cold. He really could be sweet when he wanted to be. Actually, he was always sweet. I was the one with disposition problems. Up and down, affable and grumpy. Poor guy never knew what he'd be facing from one minute to the next. And yet, he stayed. I'd never figure that one out. His arms were crossed tightly, like he was made of cardboard and someone had tried to fold him up.
He's not going to chop it off, Persephone. Try not to let your cowardice show.
Felice, Luca snapped. His jaw was so tight he looked like he could chew glass. He was sitting directly across the table from me, his body half turned away. I wanted him to look at me, to tell me it would be okay, but that wasn't his job.
Events shall unfold at a speed that will dazzle even a jaded old pombero like yourself, he continued. We only need wait for Fiona to arrive. Star had never heard of a pombero. It sounded like a hat with a tufted end.
She's late, as usual,
the jaded old pombero growled, glancing around the room. His skin shone like obsidian.
Speaking of missing humans, are you certain the mortal we've come to see is even here today?
Chris, I have never steered you wrong in 400 years. Valentine pinched his friend's cheek while giving him a saucy look. Her schedule is unwaveringly consistent.
During the conservatorship years, another contradiction formed which never quite sat right with her fans. Brittany seemed to be the hardest working woman in pop. She was forever recording, performing, and promoting. She did a residency in Las Vegas. She presented herself to the world as stable and industrious. Yet her guardians continued to argue that she was in a position of such vulnerability that they had to control every fiber of her existence.
The detective lifts an arm, points a latex finger at the back of the victim's head.
Can't see it too clearly from here, but she suffered from a head injury there on the back of her skull. The blood on the floor probably came from her, but this isn't where she was hit. A wound like that would have caused a whole lot of mess, and I don't think the victim hit herself in the back of the head before hanging, do you? And how did she get herself up there? There's no stool or chair nearby.
The detective is talking at him, but she's mostly talking it through with herself. She motions for one of the technicians and points at the blood on the floor.